From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Navy SEAL was killed Friday, three others wounded, in a fight with Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, about 65 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in that attack. White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said President Trump had sent condolences to the families.
Obviously, we first and foremost want to express our deepest condolences and our deepest appreciation for all of the men and women in the military and the ultimate sacrifice that they paid, particularly this soldier and all of the others.
U.S. Africa Command said the American forces were attacked during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. A deal worked out by Russia, Turkey, and Iran to set up de-escalation zones in mostly opposition-held parts of Syria went into effect in the early hours today. Russia says the zones will then be closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. Pentagon spokesman Major Adrian Rakhine Galloway told VOA that they welcome efforts to reduce the violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to reach those areas of Syria that need them, and ultimately lead to a political solution. However, he said the fight against IS will continue.
What I can tell you is that our operations, our airstrikes, our partner forces on the ground will continue to take the fight to ISIS wherever they are in Iraq or Syria.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal to establish the so-called de-escalation zones in Syria to try to end the conflict. This is VOA News.